In such a pity that the night had to end so early. Although I am certain that my feet will be grateful for it, my mind cannot keep peace in such silence. While some abhor the idle chatter of everyday affairs, I am of the firm belief that novelty, even in the mundane, keeps our spirits young. And balls present a most excellent opportunity to rediscover the opinions of those whom we think we know best. Do you not agree, darling? Yes, I know that think me overly garrulous. However, it is keeping with my nature. And my nature is one that I know that you find charming. Otherwise, that grin on your face will be well hidden. And I am grateful that you find my prattling agreeable. For my tongue is not quite ready to rest tonight. It longs to tell you of my cousin's new proclivities. It may please you to know that she has taken to traveling only short distances. The silly thing is worried that longer journeys will cause her to catch chill. The whole way of her is quite disappointing, honestly. I thought about inviting her along on a trip to visit your father. However, I suppose that I will have to appease myself with your excellent company. Dear, I meant that remark only as a compliment to your character. There is no need to look at me so sternly. Unless this is about some other matter. What? I did not meddle in anyone's affairs tonight. I kept my silence when my cousin told me of her new traveling philosophy, as silly as it was. If she or anyone else told you otherwise, they are mistaken. And you know perfectly well that you ought to take my word over theirs. I am your wife, and you must trust my honesty. I'm aware that such trust must be earned, but I have done nothing to break it tonight. I have already spoken on the truth of the matter, so we ought to consider it settled. Yes, you are correct. I must confess that journeys were not the only subject that I discussed with my cousin tonight. Yes, I did try to match her with the neighbor's son. However, I assure you that I did so only with the best of intentions. The boy was an only child, and my dear cousin has been so melancholy ever since she had that last illness. They both seemed a bit lonely, and I only wished to bring them cheer. Darling, I know that we have spoken about the matter extensively, but... Yes, dear. I know that I must heed your words. It is your duty to advise me, and you have always performed the task quite admirably. In taking your hand, I did promise to respect your opinions, and at least when they are needed, obey your orders. A commitment which I dishonored tonight when I attempted to match my cousin with the neighborhood. For, as you have stated, you have often asked me not to bend the hearts of others. And I know those to be wise words, even if tonight I failed to heed them. I hope that you can forgive me, love. While it was an error, it was not an attempt to disobey nor disrespect your authority. Yes. I suppose that my actions still have such consequences, even if my mind never considered them. I cannot deny my guilt in that regard, nor do I think that you ought to dismiss it. Irrespective of my intent, I did disobey you. And I know that you must offer me correction. Yes. That is my request, darling. But do realize that I will not enjoy it. I simply recognize it to be necessary given these circumstances. It is your duty to discipline me, and I shall always accept a correction when warranted. For I desire to be made good and to serve you well. Yes, I realize that you do not take pleasure in causing me harm. And it is my deepest regret that my actions require such unpleasantries. While suffering on my part is much deserved, you have done nothing to earn yours besides taking me for a wife. And while I know that you do not regret such a choice, you nonetheless must bear the burden of my temptations. On that matter, I apologize. But come now. It would be best not to prolong this. I assure you that any ill will on my part for what follows will only be directed at my own character, and perhaps at the Taw's. For however much I have earned its sting, I shall still consider it to be an excessive instrument. But I will harbor no hatred for its bearer, as I know him to be a most generous man, who only offers punishment when it is most appropriate. So where shall you have me, darling? Over the bed, as is our habit? Very well. And yes, I shall undress so that you may do it properly. Oh, I can manage on my own, dear. You need not assist. Although your touch is always so warming. Well, if you so insist. There. That should be the last of it. Yes, I am all right, darling. Your arms are simply too inviting against the night air. But I trust that you will not keep me cold for long. Shall I get in position? Is this acceptable, dear? Very well. How many, then? 10. Yes. I will do my best to bear it. You may begin. Keep going, dear. I was just a little startled. No need to worry. Yes, sir. I am trying to keep still. It just smarts. Yes, I will obey. Future. Dear, please. I promise to be good. Thank you for correcting me, sir. I will do my best to remember the punishment well. Yes. I'd very much like to be in your arms again. And I do appreciate the offer. Darling. I promise that I shall be better shortly. The pain will leave me and the lesson shall remain. I only hope that you can now forgive my faults this evening. Thank you, love. Then I shall forgive myself as well. For I know that it is what you would wish for me. However, I must admit, I do have a certain urge to please you now. I know that you do not enjoy inflicting such pain, and I would much rather an evening end in happiness rather than mere comfort. So, might I entertain you, darling? Very well. And what might you like? I am already quick. I assure you that the Taurus brings no pleasure to my senses. Yet, despite its nature, my body seems to delight in it. I know not why it stands in such contradiction to my mind, nor do I find the contrast to ever properly distract from the sting. However excited my cunt may become, my ass will always properly recall the correction. Does that satisfy you? Good. Then would you enjoy my wetness properly? Would you like me on the bed? Perhaps in a different position this time? Yes, I will move readily. I know that you are eager. Come close, dear. Your heat will well keep away the night air. What is that I feel against me? I already delighted you so. Well, it is my duty as your wife. You require aid in undressing, love? Well then, I shall rather enjoy the view. Such a feast for the eyes. Shh. You may blush if you wish, but I know that you happen to appreciate my teasing. However, perhaps not too much tonight. The hour is late and my cunt craves you. Oh, darling. Please, may I have your cock? I know I have not behaved properly tonight, but I promise that my cunt shall please you. Please, darling. Please. Thank you, dear. Yes. I am ready. You need to hold back. I want to take you. I want to take all of you. No, darling. You need to attend to me. I assure you that I am close. Oh, you fill me so fully. Oh, I love having you inside me. With you. I wish to come with you. Are you ready for me? Oh, please tell me that you are ready. You're wonderful. I truly cannot thank you enough. Yes, for the correction as well. I feel quite blessed to have a husband with such firm hands, yet such gentle lips. And perhaps tired eyes. We ought to rest now, dear. It is far too late, and our evening has been far too eventful. And yes, I shall do my best to remember my lesson well, as I doubt either of us will care to repeat such an affair after the next ball. So close your eyes, my love. You shall see your loving, gregarious, and obedient wife in the morning.